40s and 50s, that's, that website caters to that. That's what I'm talking about. What people are looking for, more mature age people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
this is how we starting tonight, hoes.
I actually found the app on Sirius Radio on a Larry Flick show, and that's how I found out about Larry Flick on Sirius LQ Radio.
The hell is Larry Flick?
He is a very, very famous radio host on Sirius LQ Radio. He's a radio journalist. Look him up. He's
been. What do you talk? What
is that the guy that talks about sex?
No, he does not. He's mentioned it, and he's done stuff in his previous life, maybe. But
in his previous life, shit. What? He a psychic?
No.
He's clairvoyant.
No. Look him up. Look him up. He's a well established, well accomplished.
Did he die and come back?
No.
No.
Child, if he's in his life right now, he will come.
He's clairvoyant. He's been here before.
He's been here before. What was he? He was a
recording, right?
He wasn't a trans, because trans is new, so he was bi and didn't know it before in his previous life. I can't. People.
We've had the guard of good and evil.
Hey y'all. We here. It's another episode, and baby, yes, we did just start like that. So y'all got all of that in the full start. Welcome to the Fellas Point of View Podcast. Welcome to the Fellas Point of View Podcast. So baby, what you just heard is what we be talking about before we start. So I was like, shit, let's just start right here, wherever, in the thick of it, honey. So we was talking about some good old apps for dating. For those of you that are single like myself, there are some apps out there that you might want to apply to your phones and, go into the good old app store and download. But before you do that, make sure you share the goddamn podcast. Boom, 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 boom. Share a like. And hit that shit on Apple and give us a 5. Rate us, bitches. Rate us. Rate. And kudos for staying apart of the Instagram and keeping it live and keeping it rocking. You guys are amazing. Fernando is in the house.
Am I?
Oh.
Now you question it. What the hell?
Hi, downtown Julie Brown.
How you guys doing? I am doing amazing. I hope you are too. I hope you're still socially distancing or trying to do the best you can with what you have, but we all in this motherfucker.
Armand is floating away on a carpet right now. He's sailing, takes me away.
The magic dragon.
Live by the sea.
In the autumn mist. In a town called Diamond. So I'm going to tell y'all hoes where I live. Hey, y'all, we are here.
He said, I'm not going to tell y'all hoes where I live. And Lamont was showing legs tonight, baby. He was showing legs. This is a little
hot. Legs? Come on, calves. Come on.
It's a little hot.
Baby, y'all lucky I'm not doing the show naked. It's so goddamn hot here in Los Angeles. I seen the devil turn around and show his ass.
Hey. I heard the devil got some wop.
He does. Some wet ass pussy.
So let me tell y'all heard what we was talking about, but there's these apps that I know nothing about. As you know, I'm single. I'm living the single life. But
how's that working out for you, honey?
It's working out wonderful, because I can always
grab
a bottle of wine when I'm lonely. Grab some wine. When I'm lonely, grab a bottle of Merlot.
Grab some wine, goddammit.
So did you know that there is an app called Growler at home, honey? Y'all, did y'all know that? I've never heard of this shit. But
these hoes know what's out there.
Oh, do they know?
They know. These hoes.
Everybody know about it.
Oh, I'm such a prudent, I guess. So there's an app called Growler, and then there's an app called Hinged. Now y'all know, y'all all know about BGC. Y'all know about Adam for Adam. Y'all know about Grindr. Y'all know about Scruff. Okay. Jacked.
Okay.
But I ain't never heard of no shit called Growler.
Child, no, I didn't know until I moved to Portland either.
Or Mr. X. Have y'all heard about Mr. X? So, I need y'all to just come on in and tell us about that. Y'all tell us some stories about y'all app excursions. Because you never know. You might find one of the podcast hosts on the doggone app.
Hey!
If I could say bottom left corner, y'all would be, we would know who would be in the bottom left corner.
Lamont is about to join the...
Lamont is looking down, so that lets you know he's not in the bottom left corner. Armand is looking up, so he's not in the bottom left corner. He's looking from the right side. So the other side...
Well, who could it be?
Who could it be?
Who could it be now? Ow! Fernando, tell the people about Growler that don't know. Just tell them a little something.
Yeah. Growler is an app for bigger men and admirers. It was an app primarily for Bears, Cubs, and the like, and that particular sexual articulation. But then it kind of migrate into more of a chaser, or even younger chaser application, and then Mr. X is kind of the same exact thing, but it's kind of more akin to dating, or they try to make it more dating centric, which kind of was Grindr at first, but never really went there. It kind of just diverted to sex, like all the apps do. So yeah,
what the hell is a bear? What's a bear?
A bear can be classified as a thicker sized hairy man. Typically, someone who's older. Usually past his 40s is usually just a little bear.
Armand is a bear.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably a chub, I think.
Now you're bringing out some other technology.
And see, that's where I get lost at. What's the weight count? That's what I want to know.
I don't know what's classified
as a cub, what's classified as a bear?
Well, bears are bigger, hairier guys, like just hairier men.
400, 450.
Larger size stealth men who are in the area.
350?
What's that?
Yeah, 350 and under probably for
bears. Yeah, and cubs are usually younger guys and also like more hair, usually have less body hair too.
They usually so a cub is the same thing as a bear, it's just the younger version of a
younger, smaller. And more stocky, like a little bit smaller size. But
so in other words, we're talking about a daddy and a boy.
Yeah, kind of, but with hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what the hell is Otter?
So Otter is they're also, they're smaller than a cub and also hairy.
Yes.
If you look at the otter in the damn sea, they got the most prettiest skin. They ain't got no damn hair. So why they classify that as an otter?
That's not skin, boo-boo. That's fur.
That's fur.
Does otters have fur? Wait a minute. God damn it.
Do we have to have the anthropology? What the hell? Otters have fur. That's not skin. That's fur. That's just like a penguin. That's fur.
Baby.
Oh, I'm thinking of a seal. Wait a goddamn. No,
wait. What you been smoking?
I don't know. I thought the three of us were the only ones that were smoking tonight.
I Chris, feel like those is empty bottles of wine on that bed.
There are.
Okay, so otter is one of the little cute little thingies. Okay.
They are cute.
Yeah, a little furry otter. That's an otter.
Okay, so I thought an otter was the same thing as a seal. So okay, no. Okay, so we have an otter, we have a chub, we have a bear,
and a cub,
and a cub.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, otter, bear, we have three. Okay. And so Growler is geared towards otter, no, towards chubs and bears.
Yeah, it's a bear sight and bear admirers.
It's the variety, but it's leaning towards that part of the spectrum. Just like Scruff is more towards like the more fitter, bears and cubs and whatnot. Before it was more like everybody's kind of app, everybody's apping to kind of quickly lean to like the muscle bears, the muscle cubs, and vain queens that used to be thin, but now thick bitches who can't stop eating, but they can just go to the gym and work it out. That's pretty much what it is. It's former skinny bitches who couldn't go back out of the kitchen, so now it's just turning into muscle.
Oh, you know what's something I've been curious about? Are you really athletic if you never did anything athletic?
I know, right? Like if you're only athletic in the gym.
I've been curious about that.
I mean, athletic is a certain build.
I guess.
You don't necessarily have to be an athletic person to have an athletic build.
Well, I'm athletic shit.
I built my body according to what I want to do with it. Like, as a little kid, I always do gymnastics. Mm. I like being able to hold my own weight and move it around and do that. That is always my little childhood,
gymnastics is just stretching your damn legs. You want to stretch your legs as far as you could.
No, it wasn't that. It was just being able to, here's a little side story, to be honest with you guys. Like my aunt studied gymnastics, and she was one of the few black women who was able to do gymnastics on a level. And so she was highly disciplined, and so I kind of admired her, and I wanted to do it, and I just never had the confidence to it. And the first time I failed at it, I just got so scared and had some self-doubt on the floor again. So like I've gotten a lot healthier with my body. I want to be able to build my body to cater to what I want to do with it. Damn about the vanity part. Like, that's just a byproduct of it, to be honest with you. But, like if you're just athletic, just in the fucking gym, I don't know about that, baby. Like, I want to build my body so I can swing that bitch on the pole. Throw my weight on it, bitch.
Oh, yeah, wait.
I want to be able to do a handstand. I want to be able to do some endurance training.
We're on a hiatus, though, for 2 weeks.
But
you ain't got to be on a hiatus. All y'all got to do is get on YouTube. So I have this new thing now, honey. I'm confused. So if you call yourself dancing on the subway and you're dancing on the pole in the subway, doesn't that make you a pole dancer?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Pretty much. They flipping, it sounds like a definition to me.
They flipping and dipping like the strippers do. The boys is doing it. So is that was your goal in life, was to be a stripper?
No, I think sometimes it's like, it's part of the artistry of it, to be honest with you. Mean, people in Cirque du Soleil who do some of the same choreography, and we don't call them strippers. We just call them.
Then how come we don't have a pole for the boys to get on?
They do. They do have male pole dancing competitions.
You said Swinging Riches, they'd be on the pole. Goddamn, what you talking about?
So who?
Slinging Richards in Atlanta, Georgia.
Who is Slinging Richard?
Swinging Richards.
Hey, man, you went to Atlanta and didn't go to Swinging Richards?
Exactly. Have you not seen the men there? Have you not seen the men?
Swinging Richards is like, get off the plane and go directly to Swinging Richard. Don't go check into your hotel room.
You said Swinging Richards?
Baby.
Swinging Richard, which is code for swinging dicks.
Have you not seen the Men of Onyx over there, where the dude does a somersault and lands on your face with his dick on your forehead?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they let dudes strip at Onyx.
Yes, baby. Man, when this dude did a backflip and landed in my lap, and his dick just slammed on my damn face. I'm like, holy Jesus! That's some motherfucking talent. Man, I made it, Frank. I was like, motherfucker, that motherfucker got so many dollars that night. I'm like, if you could fucking do a backflip and land on that bitch, that is a fucking skill. That's working for
never
the money.
Heard, but first off, we know I don't club, so let's just, I ain't never heard of this.
You don't do what?
Homeboy did a split in left cheek, right cheek to the soundtrack in the club.
Wait, Chris,
he said he doesn't club. Guess what he said.
Last time I've been to a bar was, or a club or anything was.
Can't remember.
Crickets.
Why?
Maybe.
Crickets.
The men, though, like, I don't know which men you know about, but men have evolved to be doing the damn things now. Like, that's why when you say wet ass pussy, got that whap, men got that bitch. Lord, shit, they be on the pole too. They be doing the hustle work too. They up down the, with the 3-point stands making it pop for Jesus.
You don't tune in to I Am Zoe's Pole Dance Friday?
Who?
I Am Zoe. What is his name on Instagram?
I Am Zoe.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's Pole Dance Fridays every Friday. You might want to catch them tomorrow. Every Friday, it's a new pole dance.
Tune in.
So Swingin' Richards in Atlanta. They have a promo video.
Yes. Most of them are straight anyway.
Are they?
Some bisexual, like usually trisexual. but you know.
I mean, for the right donation, they straight all right.
Exactly. They get up for you. I never really got into going to the club because I really just do the dudes when they get off of work. Mm. I ain't gotta throw my money at them. Like.
It's fun, trying to just have a good time, you know.
When you want to
objectify a motherfucker, it's fun.
Like typically, they would hit a fat bitch up when they were done with work, so I can get to work.
Okay, this video, this promo.
Well, now you know in the South at 3 o'clock in the morning they call a fat bitch for a meal and some good booty.
Can't y'all get some people that's got some goddamn rhythm? If you gonna be, I can't. I'm not.
Don't be misled. It's lots of black dudes in there. They probably didn't put them on the promo video, but it's black.
Yeah, there's lots of blood. They doing a damn thing. I'm telling you, they doing full splits, doing left cheek, right cheek, and half of us are sometimes outdoing the girls in that motherfucker.
Well, ain't no girls.
Some of them are pee popping on one hand.
Have mercy.
Well, you got to go in there. It's some Cirque du Soleil Olympic shit in that piece. Like that's they work for the dollars. Like they in there like they in competition.
Well, Atlanta, honey, I don't know. So y'all have to speak up. Get on our page and tell
us. They would shake their booty cheeks like a fan.
Get on there and tell us.
And look, when you get on there and y'all know about some new shit, just tell us about it. We know we late, but we don't live over there, so you know that's what we know. We was there, so let us know what the new shit is.
Look, I'm telling you,
we appreciate you. Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Thank you kindly.
Well, let's slide on into our honorable mentions tonight, because honey, y'all ain't got an ear.
Slide on in there, goddamn it.
Y'all got an ear.
Go slow.
Oh, not go slow.
Ooh.
Go slow. Oh, okay. Go slow.
I'll smoke to that.
So,
y'all, Lamont has got a coal rag on the top of his head, just so y'all know. The podcast is not a visual medium, but just get that.
I said before, it's hot as fish grease on a Friday night.
Lamont has got a coal rag on his head, goddamn it.
Under.
Well, in news, we have some sorry news. From RuPaul's Drag Race, Queen Chi-Chi Divine. Y'all know I
Divine. Divine. Your spells are different. Divine.
You know I'll jack a name up.
Divine.
Has passed away at the age of 34. Woo. I'm just not understanding.
Kidney failure?
Huh?
Kidney failure, pneumonia, is that correct?
Is that what it was? Wow. Yeah,
that's what I was reading.
That's what I was reading, unfortunately. It's really sad. She had a really interesting, quirky sense of drag that I kind of appreciated. And she was real catty like that. With, you know, she was kind of like, she kind of had that Tamar kind of mouth.
Oh, wow.
Tamar.
Yeah, I appreciated Ms. Devane because Devane, well, she'll read you when it's right.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, she lived up to her name. Definitely. Devane is what she gave you. Yep. This was Bane. But I mean, I would like to point out that he was fine as a boy too. I don't know if y'all remember those pictures.
He looked beautiful at both, you know, at both expressions of himself.
Right.
So let's see what he looks like as a boy. Oh, Michael Davenport?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I see you. Uh-huh. Ooh, prayers go out to the family. Oh, that's just so sad. So sad.
Especially right now.
Yeah, kidney failure at 34, that's a harsh one right there.
That is really harsh, yeah.
That is
that's close to me. That's not too far. You're not too much younger than me.
Oh shit. Me too. Right at my age too.
Same here.
Yeah. We were close in age, yes. So prayers to the family. Also, DJ Quinn Coleman, who is the son of the former BET CEO Deborah Lee, he passed away as well. So, and it was suddenly of unknown causes. So, you know, it's a rough time out there, y'all. Keep your heads up.
The Grim Reaper has been hiring. You hear me?
I would like to point out that I need folks to stop speculating when people die, especially celebrities. Somebody said the other day, should celebrities disclose what their loved ones died from or whatever? And so when Deborah Lee's son died, everybody was like, well, was it COVID? Was it COVID? And it's like, if it was, it was. If it wasn't, it wasn't. I mean, it was a sudden death. And it's like, you know, give your condolences and stop asking all these goddamn questions. If it was COVID, I'm quite sure she would have said so.
Wow. He was kind of cute. He was a little,
I kind of remember him. He was on a DJ for a show on MTV, I want to say. I think, is Nick Cannon's show used to be on MTV, right? Wild and Out?
Yeah,
I think he was a DJ on there once upon a time.
He could have saved my life.
Oh, hey.
Right. Yeah. Don't you say he could spin you? Damn, a record.
He could spin me. Spin me round, right. Spin me. Prayers out to Deborah Lee. I mean, we're living in some rough times right now. We're living in some rough times, y'all.
And again, he was 31. People are leaving up out of here younger and younger and younger. It's crazy. You ain't got to be old to die nowadays.
Live your life. Tomorrow is not promised, people. Live your life. Because you could wake up tomorrow and die tomorrow as well. So, live your life. And last thing that we have in honorable mentions, we want to say congratulations to Miami-Dade Democrat Representative Sherwin Jones on winning the Democratic nomination to Florida Senate District 35. Black man.
Yes.
Black man.
Black man.
Yes.
Also handsome.
Yeah.
Also very handsome. Yes.
Hey, Soup Daddy, how are you?
Yes.
He has a nice smile.
He has a very nice smile.
I wonder if him and old boy done had some dealings. What's his name?
Oh, the one that was in the hotel room. They found him in the hotel room with the men.
Yeah.
His name was Ron Gilliams?
No, Andrew Gillum.
Andrew Gillum.
Yeah. Andrew Gillum up there doing the goddamn Tina and the Timms, goddamn it.
Tina and the Timms, dude.
Snorting and rocking, huh?
Stay away from Andrew. Stay away from him.
He was getting that booty blowed out.
So Sherwin has actually made history, and he might just be when he will be elected the first openly gay black member of the Florida Senate.
That is beautiful. Congratulations, man. Like, truly. That is a big win for yourself and a big win for, you know, you representing yourself as not only just a black man, but a black gay man. So that, I know it bears a big responsibility. I'm not sure if you would hear me from down here, but it would, you know, I do send all my best, my best and my best hopes for you. Truly.
Yes, honey. Yes, he's very handsome. So kudos for, y'all know I don't like Florida.
Florida is also a country, kind of like Texas. You know, it's an acquired taste.
I know it was hot in Miami when I was there and Orlando. So, I mean, at least in Las Vegas, you get a little bit of breeze every now and then at night. in Miami and Orlando, there was no breeze, no time. I was so glad to see the West Coast when I got back home.
It's thick down there, bro.
Oh my God, the humidity is like, I think I took about 4 showers a day.
But you know what? Your pores be clear as hell though. They be open.
Yeah, but you be black as shit by the time you get back, because, I mean, the sun beams like crazy, so.
But I did meet a cute guy in Florida, so yeah.
The shaking baby
partner. I did meet a really cute guy who liked tennis. Yeah.
Bring sunscreen and skin so soft.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it, unless you guys have anything else for honorable mentions.
I do. So I hear, and I think I saw like a headline or something about them making some arrest in, is it Jam Master Jay?
Yes.
Yeah, they made some arrests. They say it was drugs.
Drug dealing, yeah.
Yes, they said it was 1 point something million. Oh my God, I did see that. So, oh my God, after all of this time, people, for those of you that are sitting at all the time, this Jam Master Jay was killed October 30th, 2002. Jesus.
It's been that long? Damn. Boy, this time goes by fast.
Damn, yeah, 2002, that was a long time ago. Wow.
Almost 20 years ago.
And one of the guys was actually already locked up in jail. One of the guys was already locked up in jail.
Damn, that shit gotta suck, bro. You know, like, you already in jail for something. But you in there and know it, but not in there for
killing. You're gonna add on to your charges, T-Bone.
Add on to his books. Just burn the books.
So Ronald Washington, 56, pleaded not guilty at an arraignment in Brooklyn federal court for allegedly working with Carl Jordan to gun down the DJ, whose real name is Jason Mazzell.
Yep.
At the hearing, you know, the federal prosecutor urged the judge to order Washington to be held in custody, arguing he has a lengthy rap sheet that includes violent crimes. Oh my God. So we don't know. So it was Mazzell acquired approximately 10 kilograms of cocaine on consignment. So explain to me why you're a famous rapper and you still selling drugs. I'm a little confused there. I'm a little confused. The cocaine was intended to be distributed in Maryland by Washington, Jordan, and other co-conspirators. A dispute between Washington and one of the co-conspirators resulted in Mazel telling Washington that he would be cut off of the Maryland transaction. Following the dispute with Mazel, Washington and Jordan conspired to murder Mazel. Woof. Wow.
That's crazy that you would conspire to kill a famous, like a really famous person, though. That is just really crazy.
Some people just, you know, they kind of believe the narrative that they craft in their heads that they can do something and get away with it. If they just plan it well enough and think about it hard enough, and then the things they see on television, it's like, maybe I can pull this shit off. No, you cannot. But thanks for playing.
That is really just, I mean, utterly.
Was it worth it in the end?
And I think his daughter is in the new Power Book 2. Hmm. Jam Master Jay's daughter.
Oh, is she? I think that's coming out September?
September. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that comes out in September.
Yeah, she plays one of the characters, I think a sister or something like that to the son guy.
Oh, he got another sister now?
I don't know. I guess it's all gonna be, you know, revealed on the show. I didn't watch Power. Forgive me. I gotta watch season 6 and catch up before I watch the new one. I'm not alone. Thank you. I'm seeing a
wrong answer. Wrong answer. Power. Honey, with Omari Hardwick? How could you not? All we gotta say is Omari Hardwick. Oh,
that's cool, Peaches.
With the buns of life, honey, with the buns of life. And he knew how to tighten them right when the good sex scene tight.
It has struck a nerve, goddamn. Here we go.
My. Well.
Ooh, I'm gonna need a towel. Wait a minute.
They get a towel, y'all.
I got a little hot there. A little sweaty. What were we talking about?
We were passing through honorable mentions and on to the
topic. Thank you. Join the towel brigade. Thank you.
All right, let's join the hot topics, though.
Okay, listen. Jesus.
All right, and Uber and Lyft.
Oh my God! So honorable mentions. That's what it was.
Jim and Amari.
Got him. I didn't bother. Goddamn it! Flustered.
That thing is fine. I don't know why y'all play like y'all don't know that.
Oh, you know, I would agree the same way, because I used to see him almost every other Sunday at City of Refuge. So I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, he's fine, baby.
First hand.
That thing is beautiful. Woo! That's a specimen, honey. A specimen. Just a specimen. Okay, let's jump on over into these good old hot topics. Because y'all know, in other worlds.
Wow, Amari, you did that to him.
Hey, man, I need a drink.
I bet motor ride, goddamn
it. Okay, let's pull it together here. So, in other states, everybody has Uber and Lyft. Well, California has been having an issue with Uber and Lyft. And today was D-Day. A judge had given Uber and Lyft until today to say that all of their employees must be, all gig workers and contract drivers must be listed as employees. Otherwise, they could not continue on with the service. Now, I'm a little confused at how we even got to this place, because everybody knows that Uber and Lyft picks up people from anywhere and everywhere, and they came up out of nowhere, and what, Uber made like $1 billion, Lyft made $1 billion, and we've all hopped in an Uber. We've all hopped in a Lyft. The way that it was advertised and marketed, it was that you could catch some little extra change. Here, pick up a little ride here. You want to go on vacation, get a little extra money here. You do a little weekend or something. That's how it was advertised as I initially saw it. Well, so all of a sudden now, people that drive Uber and Lyft say, we should have benefits. And so they started saying to the company, we need benefits. We drive for you and we need benefits. So they started a petition. They started rallying. They actually did, I want to say, a blackout day where they didn't drive or something. I remember something similar to that. And
two days.
So the judge in San Francisco reviewed it. They went before the judge, and the judge said that, okay, everybody should be an employee, and they should be entitled to benefits. Well, Uber said, fuck all y'all. Lyft said, fuck all y'all. Bitches, we don't need y'all. So we will shut down. If y'all want to do this, we will just shut down our service in California. We'll operate everywhere else, but we'll shut down in California. Well, today was D-Day. We got there. The judge did that. And as we were coming close to upon midnight, the judge said, I'm going to extend it to give them more time. So those of you that were going to be without Uber and Lyft at midnight, you got a reprieve. So you got a little bit more time while they try to figure this out. And I want to say it's to August 28th.
No, it's actually September 4th, right before the holiday.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So now you get time to sit back and Uber and Lyft to come up and try this. Now, long, long time ago when I wanted to make a little couple of extra change when I was driving for some school district, I did Uber on the weekends. So I was like, oh, let's make some little extra change. But it was always an extra gig for me because I had a full-time job. And that's what I saw it was as a gig. So I wasn't asking them to give me no goddamn benefits because I had a job that gave me benefits. But now there are several of the people who feel differently. What do you guys think? Because Fernando has hopped in a Lyft. Fernando has hopped in the Uber. What do you think, Fernando?
So I have a little bit of a different perspective because as a freelance director, I've been a contract worker for quite some time now, off and on for the better part of 10 to 12 years. And also one of my contracts was with Uber. So I've worked in the corporate side of Uber in a period of time. And understanding that what I've been having multiple conversations with people online, like, this was ride share, not ride job. Like, this was for you to make money doing carpooling. Like, something that people were already doing for free, or to hope to get a little sum on gas money. This was actually allowing people to have a conduit for actually making money for the services they provided already for people in and around their area. So this was never meant to be, as an employment job, because A, you make your own time. You go to work when you damn well please. Number two, you have no superior, you have no boss, no one to report to at all. So, then the next thing, you don't have to participate in any of the corporate functions of Uber or Lyft. And guess what? You get to work for both Uber and Lyft if you damn well please. But if you want to be an employee, guess what happens? You no longer work for Uber. You have to pick one, bitch, because that's a conflict of interest. And now if you're an employee, you can't work for any other delivery service. Therefore, so Instacart or Postmates, anyone. Now you're an employee. So now it's a competition to work on any one of the other platforms. So you see where I'm going with this is where people have this argument. They think that they're always going to have an employment. What your problem is to talk with the actual Department of Labor and to change the policies in which insurance companies covers people, people according to their employment. They have a very archaic way of the, how insurance is structured, in which it covers people. It doesn't really have a good structure for covering 1099 workers. And even with WT workers, because as a contractor, I work for a hiring agency. They do not guarantee me insurance. They give me insurance for preventative stuff. You know what that means? That means if I got a boo-boo, they give me a Band-Aid. But anything else like therapy or, you know, emergencies, or if I have a broken limb or say I have COVID, there is nothing they will do in that insurance policy that I have. And I work for a company 9 to 5. I have to report there at the times that companies operate. That is my part of my contract and my how I operate. And so even me as a contractor for this many years, never once was like, oh my God, I need to have an appointment wherever this client's at. Well, they only need me for 10 days or a month. Or what? Well, like, it doesn't make feasible sense, because here's another thing too. This, if people would get away with this, I'm not saying get away with this, but the law with the past, like in your perfect world, whoever thinks it's a great idea, you know how many, this, you know what this leaves the door open for? Other employees or other gig workers to go and sue or petition other 40 plus hour app platforms to give them employment. So they will go to Instacart, ask for Instacart to do, ask for employment. They will go and ask Postmates and every other app company that's just like Uber and Lyft. And now they have a case law to say, yes, this we need employment just like they got employment. And guess who else gets that loophole too? OnlyFans.com, Pornhub.com, YouTube.com, because anybody who clocks over 40 hours on an online platform for means of profit, now you're in the same loophole as the Uber platform. So not any opportunist lawyer can go in a petition and change everybody's platform single-handedly can destroy every single one of those platforms.
If you're doing 40 hours?
Yeah, if you just clock 40 hours of airtime in which you're getting a profit from that 40 hours of content or service labor, because you are classified as a performer. If anything that you do online is taxable work. So therefore, if they pass that law for Uber and Lyft, that leaves a loophole for somebody to have a case law to argue that any kind of online platform where a user can generate profit, they should be able to classify them as an employee of that company. Because they want
YouTube owe me some. They owe me benefits because I clock more than 40 hours on YouTube.
That's essentially what leaves the loophole open for. So they can go and sue Facebook for Instagram users.
Okay, I'm starting the petition. How many people want to sign up to the petition? I got the petition for YouTube because I get a check from YouTube, but I get it as a gig worker. I mean. I don't classify it as a full-time gig. I mean, it's not a
full-time gig. As far as Fernando sees it, like, if you use any fucking application and ultimately make some money off of it, then you these people's employee.
Yep. Because you represent them, you're on their platform, just like you're on the Uber and Lyft platform. Tomato, tomato.
So Lamont has driven Lyft. So let's hear what he has to say. What you think, Lamont?
I mean, okay, I've been a part of their union.
Union? Got a union?
They got a union?
Yeah, they have a union. Wow. Yeah, they have a union. And they have a dues that you pay, and it's volunteer.
The
benefits of being a part of the union is, once they get their little raise or kickback or whatever, you're the first one to get it. You don't have to wait the little 3 months for it to go through where everybody. So the first 6 months when I found out about the little union, I said, oh, okay, it's only $15 a month. I'll throw in, why not? You know, ain't gonna be missing too much. And so when they start kicking in extra dollars for this and extra dollars for that, it added up. But I mean, Lyft has been trying for years to get to the point where I mean, it's kind of like the thing where the taxis are. Okay, so taxi drivers are employees of Yellow Cab Company and blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. They're not necessarily independent because they get medical benefits, they get 401k, and all that stuff. So when they came out with the rideshare, again, this you have to remember that this rideshare was an idea that some little white guy had for Uber to make up a service where your friends used to give you, like Fernando was saying, where your friends used to give you $5 or $10 to get a ride home or whatever.
Yeah.
They came up with an app and decided to make it into something else. And they decided to just make it, let's just do independent contractors. So once they did independent contractors, the only thing about that is, and what really used to fuck me every year, is the fact that you're not paying taxes on any of your money. So when the end of the year comes and you have to pay your taxes, of course, it goes all back to, you may make, I think on the average, I was making like $20,000, $30,000 a year. And within that time, you have to pay back all that money for taxes if you haven't paid it. Now, one thing that Lyft does is every month, they give you the opportunity to pay your taxes. I don't know if Uber does it, but I know Lyft does that, where you, at, you know, you don't have to wait till tax time. You could pay it on a monthly basis. And it helps people out. Of course, a lot of folks can't do that. There's a lot of people that are, you know, driving, and where they're trying to pass now is you'll become an employee. You can only drive 6 to 8 hours a day. You'll receive medical benefits. You'll receive 401k. You can pay into buying stock. Now, the only thing about that is, me, myself, that means that everything that they had as far as bonuses and all that, where you could actually drive and you make an extra $50 or something if you give 10 rides in a row, and all that shit will stop because you're now an employee of Lyft Incorporated. So, you know, that was one thing. But the flip side of that was, if I get sick and I can't go to work, then I can call in sick. So that will damn near bankrupt the company, because you get all these people who all of a sudden, because it's raining. I know me personally, when I was driving, and I stopped March 16th of this year because of the virus, but when I was driving and it rained, I don't drive in the rain. Mainly because it's not that I'm afraid to drive in the rain, it's because I'm afraid of other motherfuckers driving in the rain and slide into me, hit me, what have you. So if I have the option, I'll call in sick. Hi, Liv. I'm not feeling well, and I'm not gonna make it here.
My knee.
Let me take care of my sick benefits. Okay, so they put it on there where you can only take 4 days a year. It was a whole lot of shit that they was trying to, and it all happened last year when they went public with their stock. It was, you know, everything was fine until they went public with their stock, and then all of a sudden they decided, okay, well, we're going public, but then we're losing on the back end of it because now we need to have employees instead of independent contractors. So they came up with the all of a sudden they said, well, would you guys like to be employees? I think 63% said no. The other, you know, 37% said, okay, well, maybe what would be the idea? So then they start sending out, oh, we'll give you these benefits and you can go have 2 weeks vacation and blah, blah, this, and we'll give you 401k and the company. And some of the people, it all shifted. And then all of a sudden it became 72% wanted to become employees. The other 28 didn't want to become employees. So then everything went to Congress and everything like that or whatever. Now, what happened was in New York, in Florida, they passed it to where they can take sick days and they can take vacation days if they pay into it. So meaning you have the option to pay into it or whatever, and you can take it whenever you want to. But here in California, our taxes are so damn high that they said, no, 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 that ain't gonna work. Because New York only gives you, I think it's like half of what Florida gets. It's like crazy, like 2 days and 1 day or something like that within a 6 month period. But here in California, they was like, no, 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 no. So California was like, okay, well, if you make your people not independent contractors, but you make them employees, then they can get all the benefits. So here they go to the bargaining table for the last 3 to 4 months while everybody's in Corona and all this or whatever. This is what they've been doing. And In June, they all of a sudden came back and gave us the opportunity. Those of you that went out on unemployment, if you want to come back and work, you'll be working at your own recognizance. Our insurance, our $1 million policy that we have on you as you drive, will not cover you if you contract coronavirus and your family tries to sue us or whatever. You have to sign this document. It was a whole bunch of shit. You have to sign this document that you will not sue us and try to get money or what have you or whatever. But, oh, by the way, we're thinking about making you an employee of the company as opposed to an independent contractor. Well, Mario and Maria, and I'm not trying to call this a racist thing or whatever, but the majority of the drivers who are of Hispanic race and a few blacks, but mostly Hispanic and Asian and white, decided to go ahead and say, yeah, let's do it or whatever. So they got this long ass petition to become employees. And instead of looking at all of the spectrum of all the drivers, they decided to take that information and go to Congress with it. And so what happened? Congress, of course, do as Congress do. They decided, okay, well, let's take it to a vote. Do you want to do this? Do you don't want to do this? And of course, half of us was petitioning no on 22 that you're trying to pass in November, but no, we don't want to do it because if we do it, we're going to screw ourselves. We're going to lose money because those of us that like driving the extra time, the 10 hours a day, we'll only be able to drive 6 to 8. And if we, and here's another thing, this was some other bullshit. If they're caught driving at their 6th hour, 6.1 or 8.0 hour, whatever, they're not making any money. So say somebody's picking up somebody in LA and taking them to San Bernardino, and halfway through San Bernardino, they're still on the clock at 6.01. Well, if they didn't drop off till 6.45, they don't get paid for those 45 minutes, nor the mileage. That was some other shit, hidden clause. So it was killing everybody on the whole spectrum or whatever. I mean, right now, me mentally, I don't know if I'm going back driving anytime this year because shit, who knows what's gonna happen as far as the vaccine and this virus and everything like that or whatever. I'm not taking my life into my own hands. They gave you the opportunity to buy this shit to renovate your car where you could put up a plastic shield between you, like kind of like the taxis are, where you can put up a plastic shield between you and the passengers in the back seat and all this stuff. I don't think so. But now with this little employee and independent contractor thing going on, no, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. For people that drove part-time, you won't be able to do that anymore because now you have to have at least 30 hours a week to be considered an employee of Lyft. So if you only drove 5 or 6 hours 2 times a week, it's not enough for you to qualify as an employee. So you have to drive at least 30. I mean, it's a whole bunch of underlying shit within this bill that they're trying to pass. And I don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, unfortunately, the next time is September 4th when it has to go up to Congress again and it has to be yes or no. And they're really putting the damper on them this time. Is it going to be yes or no? And if it's going to be no, that's going to screw up Labor Day weekend because the 4th is at Friday, right before Labor Day weekend. And so all of a sudden, single mothers, people that don't have cars, don't like taking public transportation or whatever, they're going to be screwed in California because they won't have any transportation whatsoever. Because this time, they're not going to give them no extension. They're saying the 4th is it. You need to make your decision or whatever. And if they decide to pass it and they become employees, 80% of the people that are working for Lyft and Uber are saying that they're not going to drive. So that means you won't have any cars. You think it's hard for you to get a car now and request a car now? It's going to be even worse if it passes.
And see, that's what I said. I was like, so a lot of people that were school bus drivers quit and went to go drive Uber and Lyft and was like, oh yeah, I can make this. I can make more money than driving the school bus. And they left on bad terms. They was like, fuck you. I don't need this job. Fuck this job. I don't need this. And boo-boo, if they shut down September 4th, I don't know what to tell you because we're in the midst of a pandemic. And if you think now, I know there has to be over over 1 million people driving Uber and Lyft.
Way more.
Can you imagine how many people in California that are doing it are going to jam into that unemployment line?
Yeah, and that number?
And that number.
They're already saying they don't got enough money to pay for the unemployment shit.
Right.
Here's the thing. And so you people at home that decided y'all wanted to do this, you should have did this when we was in 2019. Y'all should have focused on getting it done before we got to 2020. Because, baby, this pandemic gonna jack y'all asses up, honey. Y'all gonna be up out there like getting fucked raw. It's just gonna be real bad. It's gonna be real bad. And because it's no vaccine.
Wait, Omar, did you say itching and running?
Itching and burning.
And I feel bad for people because, you know, some people have gotten so accustomed to Uber and Lyft now that it's a part of their daily lives of riding an Uber, and, you know, they've set that into their budget. So I feel bad for them, but sometimes that's like, if you think about how much you spend on Uber and Lyft, you really could have went and got a car.
And guess what, y'all? Uber's about to buy Postmates, so even your Postmates gonna be gone too.
Ooh.
All Postmates, the bicyclists, all of them.
And Lyft is in the process of trying to get DoorDash. So can you imagine what's gonna happen to DoorDash as well? So that means your delivery service is about to leave. Uber Eats.
Well, I mean, this stuff ain't just them. It's for all like gig workers, isn't it?
All of them. Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's starting with those two because those are the two main ones or whatever.
It'll be a domino effect down
to Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, you know, DoorDash,
all of them. Google Express and Uber just got Uber and Instacart just got the deal with Walmart.
Right.
Oh, it's gonna be real. So I guess everybody gonna have to go to Safeway.
Well, it's just the fact of the matter is it sows a lot of distrust with the state as to what their ulterior motives are with this kind of policy, and then not really thinking it through. Doesn't speak to the competence of it at all as a whole. I understand that people want to be covered and they want to feel like they, you know, they have some type of recourse for when they're not able to work.
But why do you want that?
What's that?
Why would you want that when the way that this was marketed is this was a place for you to make extra money? It wasn't supposed to come your full-time job. It was gig work.
Right.
We know
right.
That gig work.
That's a telltale sign of when people decide to make it. Like, truthfully, you were breaking the company's policy. This was
exactly. Because it's a gig work. You're supposed to make a commercial show. Oh, you want to go on vacation this weekend? Drive a little couple of hours. Oh, you got to build.
And make the extra money. Right.
Make the extra.
I had a Uber, not an Uber, a Lyft driver who was actually a damn anesthesiologist. And he was in between. He worked 3 days on and, you know, whatever off, whatever at the hospital, but he was actually in between working. And I happened to see a stethoscope hanging from the rear view. I was like, oh, you know, you're a nurse or whatever. He said, oh, no, I'm an anesthesiologist. I'm just off for 4 days. I was like,
was he cute?
Yep.
What?
Was he cute? Is he single? Was he cute?
not in that sense for me to ask any question.
That check was so.
I mean, it like
should. And he was in. And he was in a white Mercedes truck.
Shah bah bah bah! You messed up for me. You were supposed to be getting me a husband.
Sorry. I'll try to request him again. I can't even remember the name. I'll go through my history. You know, you can go through your history and request drivers too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Shut up. What?
Oh, you done told Fernando something? Oh shit! Here we go.
No way.
He done lit up like a Christmas tree, y'all at home.
If baby,
y'all
I'm going to click on some motherfuckers. I'm going places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lamont, how do you do that? Tell the people at home how they request drivers.
Hey, I've never done it myself, but according to this lady, she said, you know, you can actually request certain drivers. I said, really? She said, yeah, you just go through your history and tell them that, you know, you really like a certain driver, whatever, and email, and they will try to reconnect you with that same driver.
Because I thought the whole point of that is that you get a different driver so that you never get discriminated on, because when taxi
cabs again, things change over the years. I'm telling you, before it was more discreetly and or whatever. But I can personally say that for me, when I was driving and I used to leave home and I used to go out about 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I would pick up this same lady that stayed about 4 blocks away from me for 3 days straight out that week.
But then but it was also that you were the closest to her, because like when I was commuting to work, the same woman would be there every morning. I was like, I'm sick of looking at your ass. I want to see somebody else. But that was her first start of the morning. She went to the BART station, and that's where she would start at. And my ass would always be on the same damn train coming out, and she would always, you know, be there. But I'm like, I don't want to see you. I
might request you, right?
I want to see
the luck of the draw.
Let me see somebody cute. I don't see your ass today.
You better discriminate on her.
I wasn't discriminating, goddammit. So our prayers go out to them and everybody. So we hope that the right decisions are being made, because it will affect everybody. Traffic will change, because a lot of people who done bought their cars through Uber and Lyft, you ain't gonna have no car no more.
Oh, be gone.
Yeah, they whip them because people buy their cars through Uber and Lyft.
That's true.
This is a
whole... Yeah, well, the rental situation, yep.
Yeah, that's going to change. It affects a lot of people.
I'm telling you, it's a trickle-down theory that is not going to be good at all.
No.
Because how are they going to... I mean, they didn't even discuss that part of the whole situation. I mean, is it going to be like a fleet buy now or something like that, or, you know...
Because now, all of a sudden, what you're going to do to bring the car back? You got to bring the car
pretty
back.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And then what do you do?
Because I think they changed it.
Days.
When they first put that program out, you could only have the same car for 30 days.
It's still after that way.
30 days, you got to turn it back in.
Yeah. I know somebody that has to change their car every 30 days.
Yeah.
That's great. But that's for maintenance. So I don't know. Y'all pray good, think good thoughts, because it's gonna be all bad. It's gonna be
I think we've lost our mind.
So in other news, y'all know I these women get on my damn nerves. Diamond and Silk, who are adamantly Trump supporters, are in the news again. And this time it's because they got fired from Fox News.
They got the axe, bitch.
They got fired from Fox News, which they said was their, you know, wonderful job. But now they're saying that it was racism.
What? Wait. You gotta say.
Not the two people that said there's no racist at Fox. And these two women have written a book about their situation, and Diamond and Silk, which are Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, and their sisters, they've written a book, Uprising: Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. It's out now, so you can go get this
book. That's the book title? It ain't Dusty Wig 1 and 2? Chronicles of Dusty Wig 1 and 2?
That's what I was screaming. I'm like, you have that book title with the dusty ass wigs you had on, like the Party City wigs you were
rocking. That is the name.
Party City wigs.
That is the name of the book. Who the hell?
Y'all were full blown synthetic.
Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. So Diamond and Silk were hired by Fox News to produce videos for its streaming platform, Fox Nation. The pair was let go in late April after spreading coronavirus conspiracy theories and stating that the death count of COVID-19 was an attempt to make President Donald Trump look bad. In the book, Silk goes on about them being shut down for speaking about the same theories and rhetoric as the Fox News marquee host. Her quote, here's the crazy thing, y'all. Fox News hosts like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham were questioning the same things we were questioning about the virus and the pandemic. The very same questions we had raised were being discussed openly on Fox News. Why were our Fox Nation videos dialed back because they were deemed overly political? But it's okay for others on the network to talk about politics, even down to asking some of the same questions we had. Why were we such a threat? We only did one video every week, and it was hidden behind a paid subscription wall. When you really think about it, was this part of the systematic racism that everybody else was talking about? So wait.
Is this the racism? Is this what everybody else was talking about?
You idiot. Yes,
dummy.
You idiots. So, y'all didn't think racism was real?
Racism's real?
You don't say. I want to know how much money they got for selling that black ass soul. That's what I wanted to know.
Probably about $200,000.
You think that's all?
You don't got to hear lie that hard. Didn't lying used to like be like a drain on your soul? Like to like just be out here just like lying?
If you have a soul.
That shit used to bother people. Like people used to be like, I don't really want that.
The more of the story is, now you remember that you're black and they're not.
Yeah, it's a hell of a nightmare when you wake up.
They clean the house, goddammit. They don't, you know, them crazy. Welcome back home. They've gotten rid of Herman Cain. They've gotten rid of Diamond and Silk. Shit, Candace Owens, you next.
Candace Owens, bitch, you are next.
You next.
You
better hurry up and get your natural hair back, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. So allegedly, according to wealthypersons.com, Diamond and Silk have a net worth of $3 million.
What?
They have made money from their career as media personalities.
Is it all from wig savings?
I know. Like, did they even have, like, did they even have, like, any kind of real bundles? Like, did they even get human hair?
No, they wore synthetics since they came onto the scene.
I mean,
$3 million in Monopoly money?
I mean,
you got to think that the money that they make for the YouTube, because their YouTube blew up.
Watching them on YouTube.
I'm betting them waves was hot.
Do you understand how many people have fussed me out on YouTube for that? Because I didn't talk about this.
Waves be like,
what, they cuss you out? Why are people cussing you out about Diamond and Silk?
Because I read them hoes on YouTube.
But people don't see through them.
It's not their people. It's it's their people. So the Fox people find their way over there. You just mad because you don't get the views that they get. Bitch, every time you click the button, I'm getting paid.
But we don't care though. They're the two bitches that they black life really don't matter. it really don't get gone, Kanye. Get
gone. I'm just confused that now you want to say it's racism, systematic racism that everybody else done talked about all this time.
Look, go be a feature on Kanye's album or something.
Child, Kanye ain't messing with them because his people wear real hair.
Exactly.
They don't wear
human
hair.
Fresh off the Indian.
They got coins to pay for that. I don't know. I think, well, I've always said Diamond and Silk were just a joke.
They were a joke for hire. They were
I'm like,
I can't believe they wrote a book.
I can't believe they made $3 million on just.
I can't believe they can spell enough to write a book.
I'm like, and all that money, y'all still couldn't get real hair? Y'all have to go and get the Southern Baptist wig from 92.
And it's so sad. They're sisters that have just. I just want to know, what does your family think of you? That's always been my question. I always say, what does your family think of you that you then embarrass the family on national TV by making a fool? Donald Trump said, right. What does your family think? And what do your husbands think?
Look,
they got husbands?
Yes. I know.
They have husbands.
Yeah, they have husbands.
Now that's news. That is breaking news right there. I didn't know these bitches was married. What? Wow.
This is a time when the family says, that's skin folk.
So they won't be welcomed at the next family reunion.
Anybody want to eat their potato salad?
I was listening to another podcast that I really like, and they were like, we bet they got raisins in their potato salad.
Ugh, disgusting.
Look like roaches.
Now, I'm just in utter shock of this next thing. Y'all know I love me a good old reality show. And my reality show that was wholesome, it was just really wholesome, was Sweetie Pies. We all know about Sweetie Pies and Miss Robbie. We know that Miss Robbie used to dance for Tina Turner and Ike Review, Tina Turner and the Ike Review, or whatever it is. She was a dancer and she took that money and she started cooking, honey.
You better butcher that name. It was Tina Turner. It was Ike and Tina Turner and the Ikeettes.
Oh, and I guess that's it. Yes. I tell y'all, I will butcher your name. I will jack it
you
up.
You butchered the shit out of that one.
I will get it right soon, someday, baby, someday.
Ah, so. That was that tickled my soul. The I can review it sometime.
So, I try my best, y'all. I try my best. I be.
Oh, ready. That tickled me. Go ahead.
So, y'all know if you watch the show, it follows the lives of Miss Robbie, her son Tim, his ex-girlfriend Janae, his little baby, the nephew, the sisters, and they run a successful restaurant. And so we followed this season and we loved them because it was a really wholesome show. It was really good. There was no drama, or so we thought. Well, we started seeing the show unravel when Tim started opening up in businesses without getting consent from the mama. So he opened up all these restaurants and he came on to LA. He opened up two in LA. He went on over to Houston and opened up something there. And we all know that since then those have, been closed because she filed a junction. Well, we also saw on the show that Andre, Mrs. Robbie's grandson from her son who was killed, Tim's brother, OMGG, ugh. He was murdered on the show. We saw that. We saw Miss Robbie go through losing her grandson, and it was like losing her son all over again, and now she's losing the grandson. It was really rough. Well, the other day, first off, Miss Robbie said that this was a setup. There was no way Andre would have came out of the house. She said this all along. Well, unfortunately, Tim Norman, her son, her other son, has been arrested for killing his nephew over $450,000 because he took out a life insurance policy on the nephew where he was the sole beneficiary. Miss Robbie, first off, let me say my prayers go out to you because that's just got to be something. And honey, if y'all get on social media, and y'all know what Tim looked like, he has, as the folks say, he has childbearing hips.
He has an Aunt Gloria's ass.
Aunt Gloria.
You know your Aunt Gloria that comes to the family reunion and bring that corn on the cob and yo, nobody eat it. He has a shape like that, really. He looks like, you know what he really looks like? I'm going to date myself with this one. He looks like Baby Huey in person.
Exactly.
That's what he looks like.
He really looks like Baby Huey.
Big ass ears.
Yes.
And it ain't even a Coke bottle. It's like a pear.
Top
part. And then the bottom of it is just wide ass.
Like a pear.
Beep, beep, beep. Wide load coming. But wait. And then he has the desire to wear runway model clothes. You don't have runway model shape. So are you trying to wear Versace that's satin and silk?
Oh.
And you have Baby Huey body.
And he's slew-footed and...
Slew-footed
and knock-knee kind
and
of story.
Knock-knee.
So you can imagine what that looks like in Dockers and pants and all that, right? Okay.
He can't fit Dockers.
Oh, he tries.
He tried, but he can't fit Dockers. No, that was not cute. So...
But you know, it's always been something about him that I could not figure out what it was. And now I know he's a shiesty bastard. I mean, when he started opening up stuff without his mama's consent, I was kind of doing with him again. Because it's like you're taking advantage of your mama being an older woman. But now to know this, and if you think about it, those of us that used to watch the show, if you think about it, he really didn't take that nephew's death all that hard.
No, he didn't. No, what's the other boy's name? The little cute little boy who lives in LA now? The cousin?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name. Oh my God. I seen him out last time we was at West Hollywood. Damn, what's his name?
Yeah, he took it a whole lot harder. It was really, because him and Andre were really close.
Right.
But I think back to the reunion when they were sitting on the couch. And Miss Robbie was sitting up there talking, and she bust out crying and how hard it was. Tim's ass didn't sit there and not shed a tear. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that panel shed a tear because that bitch ass took that $450,000 and you went and spent this goddamn money. How do you even get on the phone and conspire to kill your nephew?
Ain't that some shit?
Did they have beef or something?
No. Well, allegedly, Andre was getting ready to tell all, and what they're saying is Tim was the baby R. Kelly.
Oh, no.
So,
not he's the slew-footed.
Nice, I would call him.
They're saying he was a baby R. Kelly, and that he was doing the stuff that R. Kelly was doing.
Wow.
Now.
And Chris Stokes.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Ain't no allegedly. I'm just saying.
Damn.
Well, we know Chris Stokes. We know that wasn't allegedly because that was, baby, they spoke it all.
Maybe.
But I don't understand. And see, I never could understand. Y'all know that Jennifer from Basketball Wives also dated Tim. But she came out and said he was crazy and she got a restraining order against that ass.
Right.
So, but... I'm like, is he packing something? Because there's nothing that would make me want to even date him.
Maybe them knock knees and them slew feet, maybe they give him an extra different stroke or something, you know?
No, they did that laugh.
So.
Oh my God, my stomach just literally turned when you said that shit. Just to think about it. Oh my God.
And who would
want... No, you say he might got that whap?
No, I say he probably got that whap.
No, he got that splat. It just hit the floor. Splat.
That cake back there. I was like, he got cake batter back there, baby.
He got molding cake batter.
He got all the Duncan Hines back there. He got the factory.
Again, let's not forget, that's a Gloria ass. A whole lot of yeast back there.
And the sad part is that he did this allegedly with an exotic dancer. And the exotic dancer then came out, and I don't understand how he picked an exotic dancer, but she's the one who was telling her phone pinged when she was near Andre. So this is what it was. And then when she got ready to go back to Mississippi, she called Tim's burner phone. They did all this on the burner phone. And oh, now she's squealing like a pigeon, honey. She's squealing like a pigeon. She's telling it all. But
it's a paper trail.
It's a paper trail. But I really feel bad for Miss Robbie. She is 80. Well, she was 80 years old.
Is mama that old now? She's 80?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She is. That's right. Yeah.
She's 80 years old. So you lost your oldest son to murder. Your dumb next son, your dumb son went to jail because Tim was in jail for years.
Really?
Yeah. For years, he was already in jail. So when he got out, he was all about this, let me turn my life around, let me do this, blah, 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 blah. And here at the end of the show, just like a month ago, Janae is on the internet having Miss Robbie out here getting on the internet. I'm too old for this goddamn shit. I'm too old for this. She said, Janae, you goddamn it, you're just lying. And so Janae wouldn't let Miss Robbie see the child. So... the grandson.
I don't follow all this.
Oh my God! Oh, you didn't watch Sweetie Pies?
I couldn't get into all.
You know, honestly, the show seemed contrived to me.
It just, I just is like, you know, I want to see Black folks doing good. All this other stuff was like,
well, they were doing good. That's probably.
But his Black ass just, I couldn't. I was out. I said, baby, go shake your cake somewhere else.
And then I like watching another little cute little boy. What's his name?
Looking it up now. Damn it.
What the damn nephew now? He was cute.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
It's gonna be the one that was murdered, huh?
No, the other one. The little young queenish boy that used to work in the store.
The little chocolate donut hole.
Yeah, he was a little cute something.
Like a little dumpy.
It's coming.
Jason something, something. What the whole boy's name?
No, that ain't it. You murdering. Here you go murdering again.
He live in L.A.
Nice.
And he date white boys. He don't date us.
That's nice. See, he twerking for Jesus. Go ahead.
He ain't got nothing to twerk with.
Oh, well, see, that's why he had the superior race. Okay.
He 90 pounds wet.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
He's a cute little cutie pie. And Charles.
Come on.
Charles in charge. There we go, girl.
Charles in charge, yes.
Charles Montgomery. There it is.
Charles Montgomery. So, you know, I just say, I thought it was a good little wholesome show to watch.
He goes by CJ for those of you in West Hollywood, but go ahead.
Who fucking cares?
I'm just saying.
So. All of this behind some money.
Who's he sucking?
I don't know.
Is anybody worth talking about?
No.
No.
See? Can he bake? Can he cook something?
No, he's one of those.
Oh, he just display cakes and hope for the best.
Ooh. So.
No speaking required.
None.
This is not a speaking role for him. Okay.
Leave Charles alone. Charles wants to be an actor.
Yeah, Charles is like Charles like a light skinned bitch. That's all he can be is light skin.
What are you saying? I'm light skinned. What are you saying?
So shut the fuck up.
What are you saying? What are you saying? I'm a triple threat because see, I can sing, I can act.
They say your light skinned hoes got that wop.
He do.
I sure do, because ain't nobody up in this WAP. So it is. It's a good WAP, because ain't nobody up in this WAP. Ain't no hoes in this house. Ain't no hoes in this house.
But it clapped, though.
Like I say, our prayers go out to Miss Robbie, because this is a tough time for her. This really is a tough time for her. Nobody wants to have to experience this. And she spoke this up when she said that she believed it was a setup. And mm-hmm. now to have your other son arrested for killing.
Do we know what Tim went to jail for the first time around?
I forgot. I remember. I want to say it was drugs. He thought he was a little drug dealer. He thought he was a little gangster.
Well, you know, yeah, I think so too.
Now he know what a bussy is.
Somebody hitting that in the jail cell, baby. They hitting that a lot to hit, baby.
Lori is not alone, ladies and gentlemen.
Now he know what a bussy is.
That's a lot of leg to throw up in the air.
Oof. But should they get it together?
Oof. Right. The CEO is down the hall. Come on.
Right. Get them legs now, up.
In our last news, our last hot topic of the night, this is what I call the dumb bunny of the century. Century, honey. There's nobody can outtop this. So, y'all know that we're in coronavirus, and we know that the sports is trying to open back up so that people can have sports again. So what they did was they created these wonderful quarantine bubbles, and only the people who are on the team who are in supposed to be there are supposed to be there. Well, there was a rookie NFL player who played for the Seattle Seahawks who had just got signed. I want to elaborate on that.
You just barely made it.
23-year-old, and y'all know me, I'ma jack the goddamn name up. Kamaya Sivarand.
I don't know. You lost me on that one. Go ahead.
What
are we talking about?
Whatever this boy's goddamn name is.
He's a Seattle Seahawk. Look it up.
He was from the Seattle Seahawks, and he decided that he wanted to bring a woman into the bubble. So what he did was he dressed her up in a football jersey and brought her to the quarantine to try to get her in. Now, let me tell y'all something at home. First off, this boy is black, 23. You were the last pick. You were the last. And explain to me why your dumb ass at 23, already learned from the older people, you went and brought a white girl. You bought plain Jane.
Oh, she was white?
Yeah, he bought plain Jane and put a jersey on her and tried to bring plain Jane.
Around to the bubble.
So y'all know what happened. He got cut. Fernando, why you think he got cut?
Because his dumb ass didn't know how to play the game right. I'm like, how you gonna let some little chicken head like talk you into doing some dumb shit like this? You barely got a paycheck, and you let a whack come after you that quick. Like, you know how many pro ballers have been through that bitch by now, or probably has been in, or they probably thought about her in that way that they might as well have been with her already. You think you the one and only, and you blew it all for that. Do you know that she probably found her way in with somebody else already? But you were the easy one because you didn't know no better? Like, did they not teach you nothing? Damn, you must have missed orientation when they told you these hoes gonna be out here for you.
There's some hoes in this house.
Actually decent looking.
Decent and
handsome. Look at her.
Damn sense.
He actually wanted to whip his ass again.
And then we know something about his personality. He makes stupid decisions.
Yep. His mama should have whipped his ass. Mama, grandma, grandpa, he always wild around whip his ass.
Cute is usually stupid.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What you trying to say? I'm cute. Wait a minute.
You have to convince somebody that
I'm cute.
You are more than just pretty.
and I'm fine.
Hmm. See, there's a difference. There's a difference. Fine and cute is two different things.
Yeah, because I'm more than cute. I'm fine. Yeah, so yeah. This is natural beauty. This is all natural.
Mm-hmm. All natural.
So, would you sneak somebody in, Armand?
Oh.
I wouldn't put the bag in jeopardy like that. I mean, I am a big old hoe, but I wouldn't put the bag.
Oh, did you just tell the world you're a big old hoe?
Yeah, we all big old hoes. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Not me.
Trump, look, Donald Trump used up all the lies. We're all hoes, okay?
Never.
Lies for anyone else. Trump has used them all.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, there's still a few lies left, though. Wait a minute now.
Nah, it ain't none left. That man will use every one of them.
And DNC knocked it out the park this week, but I can't wait to see what Republicans do next week.
Oh, that's going to be a train wreck. Just tune in.
You want to see a whole lot of things
real with stupidness.
Well, that's it for us. I don't have anything else because that was the dumbest of the century. You can't get no dumber than that.
You can't get no dumber. And can we just clarify that these bubbles are not bubbles? They're actually arenas that they're using to have their games in. Some dumb bitch said, "Oh, I need to go visit a bubble."
Oh wait,
not a bubble. They're not in bubbles. They're in arenas.
That bitch was trying to get a come up by
any heavily secure. You know,
that's a big win for folks like it.
She didn't
say that. You want to sneak me in? Oh, I'm a cow.
That bitch was trying to get pregnant real quick.
But the time it took you to get snuck in, by the time you got undressed, he wasn't going to last longer than that. So that was a waste of a trip.
Not for her, bitch. She got a baby.
He looked like he might got that Thriller. That old bell pepper nose he got. He probably got that Thriller.
Come on, bell pepper.
Bell pepper.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
If it gets hard.
If it gets hard. Let's start there. Yeah. If it gets hard. Waste of a trip. The time it took you to put on the football jersey, honey, you done wasted. Y'all could have been
on the okay. I'm telling you. Look, home chick was just trying to get, long enough for her to get impregnated. Let that shit stir in the pot until he makes it like himself, and then she's gonna pop up with that baby and go ahead and get her check.
But honey, he was the last pick. They had picked
everybody. That's okay. That's okay. She was hoping she could have been in there, so that way she had a long-term investment program.
I mean, even with him being on the bench, he was getting some coins. Now exactly. He ain't getting shit.
And wait a minute. So is it basketball or football? I remember that girl said that. Oh, yeah, it's football. So in basketball, because the girl said on the first season of Real Housewives, I don't understand how you could be married to a football player because if they get hurt, they don't get their money. So, yeah, she messed up. You're supposed to go for an NBA player because they keep their money when they get hurt. Mm. So you messed up, girl. Now known as a national hoe. And he
guess what? Now they all know you that hoe.
And now he known as the dummy of
life. I'm gonna blame on her. She the one. She probably sitting on the sidelines laughing at his ass too. Like, dummy.
Yep.
You knew that was dumb. She probably like, I don't give a fuck.
She's not on the team.
I wouldn't feel bad.
Well, I don't know.
That's your job. You tried to sneak me in here to fuck at your job, dummy? And wouldn't mind?
I ain't sneaking you in here because ain't no sneaking in.
You ain't coming to my job. Look, I work from home. You ain't coming over here doing workout.
Wait, y'all heard him say, doing working hours.
My integrity
work
is
hours.
Working hours. He said doing working hours. Now, any other hour, you may be able to come on through. You may be able to slide them.
But from 9 to 5, Big Red is not having you over.
And honey, if y'all have not seen Armand, he kind of cute and sexy, honey.
You know what? Hey, that's what they said.
Kind of cute and sexy, y'all know. Y'all missed him though. Y'all could have found him on Growler and what the damn thing called Hinged. Y'all missed y'all moment in time. Y'all missed y'all moment in time.
One moment in time.
But Fernando is still available, honey. Fernando,
ready for you. He's
Fernando is ready only. For you.
Fernando's he's a kitten, goddammit.
Appointment only.
By appointment only, and you gotta be 6 feet up, honey. He ain't got time for you broke niggas. Ain't got time for it. And Fernando's a cutie pie too, honey. Ooh, honey, Fernando got that pretty skin, y'all child. Y'all just don't know. But y'all can't have Lamont though. Lamont got a husband.
Eyes taken. I says I's married now. I's married now.
You can look, but you can't touch. And you can't be in his DMs. Get your asses out of his DMs.
You slide in, you're going to stumble back.
Ooh. If you slide in shit, you better know how to stay in. You're going to get kicked out real quick.
You better. Man, you got that walk, make that pull-out game nothing.
Ow.
Baby, so on tonight, y'all, as we exit out, I had the esteemed privilege of watching the WAP. Is that what it's called? The WAP? The WAP video with Cardi B.
Wet ass pussy.
Meg the Stallion. So, y'all know, that's way out of my catchment area of what.
Because you don't want to have a dad.
I'm still confused about the video, honey. I'm still confused.
But you thought it was a beautiful visual presentation, did you not?
Confused about all them big ass titties and them big asses, all that leopard print.
Yes.
It's all about mama showing her breasts with leopard pasties. Never been done. Trendsetter.
I love the water fountain was my favorite. I want that water fountain.
Oh, the titty squirt. Oh, that's cute. That was cute.
I want that water fountain. I want two hood rats with their titty squirting water out of it in the front of my house.
But you got to go back, Fernando, and watch it because it's shit dripping out the pussies, too. I didn't catch that till the replay. I went back. I said, wait a minute. Did I see what I saw? Oh, they pissed.
I want that in the front of my house. I want that shit.
Dick. Oh, that's disgusting.
I want that in front of my house one day. I told you guys, one day.
And we got to end this show. But the chick that was in the black and white, isn't that the stripper that fell?
No. That was.
Are you sure?
No. That was.
Normani?
Normani. Mm.
Okay. She kind of looks like
know the damn names of the people in the damn in the video.
No, because I know they said they were YouTube sensations or whatever, but she kind of looks like that stripper that fell.
No, that's not
when she did that split and hit the ground, baby. I said, wait a minute.
So she should have went to P Valley and learned from them because they don't fall.
They're professionals,
honey. They professionals. Honey, they drop it all the way down and then they screech right at the bottom of the pole.
That's called a monkey drop.
It's called a
who? A monkey drop.
I want to learn how to do the goddamn monkey drop.
Let's not forget that when this quarantine is over, we are all going to stripper class, remember?
Yeah, we're going to stripper class, so y'all remember that. We're going on that pole, baby. I'm going to give me some booty shorts. Booty.
You're going to make a clap for the girls.
Because I got a lot of booty back there, so I'm going to put on.
You're going to make a clap for us.
I'm going to make a clap. Rain on me. Yes, honey. Throw the dollars. Throw the hundreds. Throw the money. Throw the coins.
You don't get dollars, baby. They don't do. If you really get hundreds, most hoes get a dollar. Get the dollar kind.
Oh no, honey. I got to be better than that.
You may get some fives on a good day.
Oh. That ain't worth climbing on a goddamn pole for.
But it's a lot of it though. You make shit. You walk out there with a couple stacks.
In my next life, I'm gonna be a nun stripper.
Oh shit!
So, y'all, make sure y'all asses vote. We like what 76 days away from this shit. I need y'all asses to vote because Dr. Dork is doing everything under the sun.
November 3rd. Remember in November. Pelosi said that. Remember in November.
Yeah, remember in November, baby.
We're voting.
I think that everybody should do their part. Like, if you vote, you get your hair done. If you vote, you should, like, it should be a national holiday. You have off of work. If you vote, you should get your dick sucked right afterwards. You know, just, you know, if you vote, you get your pussy. You get ice cream right afterwards. Just a couple
ice cream. Just speaking into existence.
You know, if you get the vote.
Vote and I'm going to get some dick.
You going to get some dick. You
vote and I'm going to get some ice cream. You know, whatever you want.
Well, damn.
What a pleasure you're going to get. Just pair it up together so you don't forget the day. But whatever you got to do, get there and vote.
And y'all make sure y'all get y'all asses over to Instagram and check out Meg Thee Stallion as she tells all about Tory shooting her ass.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Every time I think about that, I think about Harlem Nights. And that
lady. I know.
Every time.
You shot my
girl. Our modern day Vera Walker.
Bella Reese, you shot me in my pinky toe.
That is quick. That is, shoot it.
You shot me in my goddamn pinky toe.
Oh, if I get up from here, I'm going to put what's left of my foot up your ass.
You shot me in my pinky toe.
Ooh, I'm going to kill him quick. I'm going to kill him. Quick. I'm going to kill him.
So obviously Meg didn't see that. And so that was what she should have learned from that. So yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody said that she got videos up of her foot. Does anybody have it? I want it. Send it to me, Fernando.
Oh, it's on Instagram. I sent it to you.
They said that shit is brutal. Right.
It's about the heel of her foot.
Oh. Oh no.
That's what bullet went.
Okay, did y'all look at that? We are out. It's another show. It's another wrap. And we'll see you at P Valley. Get y'all asses to P Valley.
Hey.
Uncle Clifford's waiting on us.
Share us. We love you for listening.
Yeah, listen, share, like, subscribe. Don't fucking forget.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. See you next week. Where's the button? You know, man.